have come to offer you worship from the depth of our heart this morning. Irrespective of the situations around, irrespective of the news in the airwaves, irrespective of what we are seeing, we are not moved by what we see, we are not moved by what we hear, we are only moved by the word of the Lord. Because you ask a question in your word, whose word will you believe? We have chosen to believe the testimony of the Lord. And the testimony of the Lord is that it is well. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. Blessed be your name forevermore. As we go to share your word in this short exhortation, I ask that you open our spirit and you cause your spirit to brood upon our spirit and minister to us in a special way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever people are hearing me right now, maybe on YouTube channel, maybe on audio channel, maybe on Instagram, maybe on Facebook, maybe through the Zoom, my Lord and my God, I ask and I pray that your power will penetrate through the airwaves and minister unto your people, and you are not will fall upon them and meet them at the point of their needs right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to bless the name of the Lord this morning. And I want to thank you for joining us live for this online service. And this morning, I am going to be speaking on what I call the strength of his love. The strength of his love. Those who are in the construction industry, anytime they are building things or they are constructing, they always talk about the strength of materials. And you have to calculate the load and then determine whether the material you want to use can actually carry the load. It is not possible to use bamboo to reinforce a building when you want to build a three-story building or five-story building. So the strength must be strong. So this morning, I want to talk about the strength of his love. When we are talking about the love, I'm talking about the love of God. Love of man might be weakened by situation and circumstances. Love of friends might be attenuated by distance. So, but the love of God is the strongest kind of love you can ever think of. It's the love that changes situation. I want to tell you this morning, I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what you are passing through. I don't know what your situation. But maybe you are more than people asking, where is God in this situation? Is God not loving us again? What about the love of God for his children? What about the love of God for the church? Why is it that God cannot redeem us from this situation quickly? With his love. But I will tell you this morning, his love is ever strong, is ever alive. And I want to take my text this morning from the book of Jonah, chapter 3. We are going to read from verse 4 to 10. But I want to ask somebody who is with me in the studio here to open the Bible to the book of Jonah and take the microphone and read to the listening audience from chapter 3 of the book of Jonah from verse 4 to 10. And let us hear what the Lord is saying here. as we take our text from here.
And Jonah began to enter into the city, a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and punished through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them. And he did it not.
Amen. In this passage that we have read, Jonah was called upon by God to go and prophesy unto the city of Nineveh that the city was going to be destroyed. Human beings, animals, building, and every structure in that city was meant for destruction. And let me tell you, Nineveh we are talking about this time was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. And the city was so prosperous. They had everything they needed. We want to talk about the technology as at that point in time they had it. If they were sick, they had good medical care. Anything they needed, the economy was buoyant. The commerce was booming. And as at that time in the Bible, it was the largest city in the world. Nineveh became prosperous and rebelled against the Lord. Just like the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15, when it was talking about Jeshurun, that he was strong and he became fat, and then he lightly exalted the rock of salvation and kicked against the Lord. Nineveh became prosperous and thought they didn't need God. Their technology was so good. They thought God was not necessary. They had for security under everything they had. And as a result of this, God decided that Nineveh was going to be destroyed. At this point in time, Ezekiah was the king of Judah, and Isaiah was the prophet of the Lamb. But then Nineveh was reigning. And so when God asked Jonah to go and prophesy against the city of Nineveh, he came there, the Bible says, he said, 40 days from now. He gave a timeline. And that timeline was not coming from man. It was coming from God. He said, 40 days from now, this city will be destroyed. You can imagine what a bad news for a prosperous nation. You can imagine what a bad news for a thriving economy. You can imagine what a bad news for a society where security was already guaranteed. I heard in the news day before yesterday or yesterday that it has been declared by projection of the epidemiologists through their model that by the month of July, the total infection in Lagos should be about 120,000 people. What a bad news. This kind of news, a worst kind of news, came to the city of Nelewe. Just like July was given for the city of Lagos for 120,000 infection figure, 40 days was given as the timeline for the destruction of the city of Nelewe. Why they rebel against God? God was angry, and the devil was happy, and people were rushing to a sudden destruction. But then something happened. If you look at the verse 5 or 6 of that page, say, people believe God. Hallelujah. People believe God. And if you connect this one to the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that those who believe in him shall not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Anybody that believes in him, the laws of God constrains him not to allow the destruction to come upon such a person. So because the city of Nineveh believed God, they connected by that action to the love of God. And because the love of God is the greatest servant in the whole universe, immediately they believe God, he provoked the love of God, and that servant dissolved every sin they are committed. And suddenly God changed his mind. God changed his mind and decided that Nineveh will not be destroyed again. What constrained God? Love. The love of God constrained him, even though he has spoken, even though he had decided, even though he had decreed. You realize that even punish his prophet for not wanting to go and deliver that message. But the moment the love of God came onto the scene, by the belief of the people, it changed the situation. Let me tell you, because of the love of God for his people, it's going to change the prediction of the modelists. Amen. Or the modelers. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall not come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Not that what they are saying is not the fact, it's a fact, but it's not going to be the truth. The truth of God, the truth of his word, will override the fact of man. God's love for the people, the moment they believe him, the love of God came onto the scene. Let me tell you something. Love provokes mercy. Yes. What happened in the city of Nineveh was that the moment the people believe him, and his word is that for God so loved the world and gave his only begotten, that who shall believe. It does not matter. You might be hearing me this morning, and I don't know your time zone. It might be afternoon, it might be evening. If you can only believe God, you can only believe God, you will provoke the love of God. And the love of God will provoke mercy. Amen. And the mercy will override judgment. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I am talking about the strength of his love. When the love of God comes on the scene, it changes situation. And when you look at, let's look at what happened at Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 to 2 quickly. And I just want us to look at that. Book, yes. Use the microphone, please. Use the microphone, please. Yes.
But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, Was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God.
Listen, thou art a gracious God. Continue.
And merciful.
And merciful.
Slow to anger.
Slow to anger.
And of great kindness.
Hallelujah.
And repentest thee of the evil.
Hallelujah. Gracious God. Merciful. Slow to anger. Hallelujah. That is what the love of God provokes him to exhibit. At this time, judgment had been declared. Destruction was certain. Marchers or dead were ready for action. But love of God came on this and changed the situation. This morning, I speak in the name of the Lord. Because of the church of God, because of the body of Christ, because of those who believe in him, and because of those of you who are hearing me who will believe, the love of God will provoke his mercy, and we annul every negative prediction over our nation, over the nations of the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But listen to me. We have to connect to his love. Listen to me. We have to deepen ourselves in his love. My charge to you this morning is in two parts. There are two things. If you are here to give your life unto Christ, this is time to enter into a love relationship with him. Come unto him. Give your life unto him. Believe him. Surrender unto him. And that love relationship will begin. And the moment you enter into the love relationship with God, automatically the mercy of God will be provoked. Because I want to know once again, love provokes mercy. Because we look at the Bible says, love covereth multitude of sin. So why is it that those things are not there? But love, because love of God provoked the mercy, and therefore mercy just cover it. Love covereth multitude of sin. That is a confirmation that the love provokes mercy. If somebody offends you, if you love him so much, you are always willing to forgive. But when you don't love somebody, any small offense like this might attract the greatest punishment or reaction from you. So love is a game changer. But I want you to know that irrespective of what people say, God still loves the world. Irrespective of what is happening, God does not want destruction. He wants repentance. So because the love of God is still available and is still strong, I have the strong conviction that I don't know how it's going to happen. Somehow, somewhere, God is going to intervene in the trajectory that we are already witnessing, regarding what's going on in the world right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you are here to enter to the love relationship with God, the only thing you need to do this morning so that you can come under the mercy is to actually engage yourself in the relationship with God as a child. Not as someone who just religious. But if you're already a child of God, these are delicate times. Some people, they believe because churches are not opening, they believe churches are shut down, and therefore they shut down their spirit. You are the church of God. The church might be shut, but your spirit is not locked down. This is not a time to take a spiritual holiday. This is a time to deepen your relationship with God. Many people, they think that this period of lockdown, when there's no service going on in the tabernacles, in the cathedrals, is a free time. They can sleep the way they like. They need to wake up early in the morning to go to church. They need to prepare for Bible study. They don't bother to join the online service. They see it as a spiritual holiday. My brother, my sister, it is very dangerous. This is time to deepen your love for God. This is a time to really immerse yourself in His service so that His love can provoke mercy on your behalf. Let me tell you, what I'm speaking is about nation as a collective, but it's also as for individuals. Because no matter what we say about the nation, those who pray will still perish. Those who will be destroyed will still be destroyed. Those who die will still die. But you as a person, you can enter into that covenant. Because as Moses said, say, as for me, I'm an household. No, he asked a question then. Say, who is on the Lord's side? And on that day, the children of Levi, they came onto the Lord's side and they entered into a love relationship with God, and that changed their destiny. So even if the whole nation will not believe, why can't you believe? If the whole nation will forsake His law, why don't you kill God to His love? I will tell you this morning, it is a very dangerous thing to begin to practice social distance with God. During this period of lockdown, many people are social distancing with God because churches and Sunday service is not there. They don't have to bother to go to Sunday service. They don't have to go for Bible study. They don't have to go to prayer meeting. Now they now believe that they can begin also. They also, before they know it, they are social distancing themselves from the Bible, from prayer, from worship, from service. It's a dangerous thing. This is the most dangerous time to do that. This is a time that you have to actually ensure that the love of God, your love for God and love of God for you is deepened so that the mercy of God can be provoked over your life, over your destiny, over your home. So this morning, I want to challenge every one of us. Let us know that only the love of God for the world can change things. Only the love of God for you can turn things around. But no matter what happens, the love of God is so strong that there is nothing that it cannot change. You can imagine when don't talk about those of our parents. Because of the love we have for our parents, our children, when they do something that is wrong and they come to us, what do we do? We draw them. We draw them because you rather white people will say, akin fi omo buburu fun ekun baje. If Yoruba can say that, what about God? The love of God is greater than the love of a father to a child, or the love of a mother for a child. So this morning, I want to let you know that God still loves the world. God still loves you. Yeah, this thing might have taken some time. This thing has been look as if it's always ballooning. But irrespective of whatever is happening, God will protect us because of His love. Excites me and about the love of God. As I was meditating on this message and I was concerned what was happening, my attention was drawn to the book of Romans, chapter 5, and I want us to read it quickly. Romans chapter 5. Verse 6 to 9. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 9. Can we look at it quickly? Unless somebody just... somebody.
But when we were yet without strength...
Now listen to this. When we were yet without strength...
In due time... Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.
Listen to that one. But scarcely... For a righteous man, will a man die?
Yet, peradventure, for a good man.
But maybe for a good man.
Some will even dare to die.
Some will dare. They didn't say they will dare. They will only dare. Even for a good man, maybe some may even attempt to die. Mm-hmm. Go on.
But God commended His love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us.
Much more then.
Being now justified by His blood.
This is where I'm going. When we were still sinners, what happened? Christ died for us. Now, much more. Now, go back to this verse now that you are reading now.
Much more then. Be now justified by his blood.
Be now justified by his blood.
We shall be saved from wrath through him.
We shall be saved from wrath through him. Even when you were a sinner. When I was a sinner, Christ died for us. How much more now that we are now justified by his blood? He said he will save us from wrath. What? Through him. Because we are engaged in a relationship with him, we are already covered by the blood. So if he could do that to us when we were nothing, when we knew him, how much more now? So I want to know again that the love of God is so strong. Don't begin to allow yourself to be weary, to be weak. I was encouraged when I read this verse. As I know, I look at the news, as I listen to the news, and I read the papers. But when the Lord directed my attention to this part, I said, no, this is not a home portion. God said that even when we were still sinners, he commanded his son to die for us. And he said that even nobody can lay his life for another. That even for a good man, some people say, okay, may dare to what? May dare to die. If you look at the book of John, and I talk to John chapter 11, verse 16, the Bible talk about demons. John chapter 11, verse 16. Let's read it quickly. And I just want to link it up.
Then said Thomas.
Said Thomas.
Which is called Didymus. Unto his fellow disciples.
Let us also go.
That we may die with him.
Do you know what's happening here? Lazarus was dead. And Lazarus was a good man. The Bible says, even for a good man, some might even dare to what? To die. So, and this is confirmed, even in the Bible again, that was in the New Testament. That's in the New Testament. When Lazarus was announced dead by Jesus, Thomas stood up and he told other disciples, I said, look, what again? This man was too good. He was a lover of our master. He was our compatriot. We know him very well. Let us go and die with him. But when they go to the tomb of Lazarus, and the older greeted them, Didymus, instead of talking, he closed his mouth, he covered his nose and his mouth. He couldn't talk again. Let us go and die with him. But when he said that, when people thought that, they love this man. Am I right? Yes. Oh, how much they love him. Let us go and die with him. But when he got there, did he die with him? Did he mention die with him again? Nothing like that. But the Bible says God, because of his own love, he commanded his son to die for us. So if he did that, when we did not know him, how much more that he is going to save us from this wrath? So every time you hear the bad news, tell yourself, the love of God for me is so strong that cannot be destroyed. Amen. Every time they say, hey, this man is coming, tell yourself, the love of God for me is so strong that cannot be a victim. Anything they say, the start is always there. Number of infected, number of recovery, number of death. I think those are the three columns. Am I right? So every time you see that column, and the devil starts to say, hey, tell yourself, and speak, if fear is inside you, talk with your mouth. Don't just keep it. Stand on yourself. Yes, the love of God is so strong for me, I cannot be part of these statistics. Because the Bible says, he will save me from wrath through him. I will be saved from wrath through him. The love of God for us is so strong. And it is the strongest love you can ever have. And therefore, my dear brother, my dear sister, for those of all who are in covenant with him, let us maintain our confidence. Let us maintain our stand. But remember what I said. Do not social distance with God. Do not shut down your spirit. Do not shut down your service. Do not lock down your commitment. For those who committed have been locked down since the shutdown, this time for you to rise up and stand on your feet again. For those whose spirit have been locked down since the shutdown, this time to free your spirit again. For those whose love for God have been shut down since this lockdown, this time to rekindle and revive your love again. Because the love of God will see us through. The love of God will turn things in our favor. If the love of God could make God to avert destruction over the city of Nineveh because they believe him. My dear brother, whatever the enemy has designed regarding your life, whatever the enemy has proposed regarding your destiny, whatever trap the devil has set for you, the Lord will take it away and will pass you over in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you something as I try to bring the service to a close now. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 to 16. We are going to read that passage, and after that, I'm going to pray. The love of God is so strong. It can never fail. It can never be attenuated. It can never be weakened. So we don't need to believe him and trust that he still loves us. Do not bother about what you see. Do not bother what you are hearing, but trust in the love of God. So Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 to 16, quickly.
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb.
That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb.
Yeah, they may forget.
Yes, they may forget. It's possible.
Yeah, will I not forget thee?
But I will not forget you.
Behold. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands.
I have graven you upon the palm of my hands.
Thy words are continually before
your me. Your words are continually, not occasionally, not from time to time, but continually, without any break, before me. Hallelujah. My dear brother, my dear sister, do you see why you don't need to worry? Do you know why you don't have to worry yourself? You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. Just come see the morning.
Trouble they don't last always. And if your son of Jesus, just hype your tears away.
And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can make it. I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I know that I can make it. I know that I will stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
With Jesus
I can make it.
With Jesus I can stand.
No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
You don't have to worry.
And don't you be afraid.
My brother, don't be afraid. Don't have to worry.
Just come in the morning. Trouble
this will not last forever and for long.
Jesus.
You have a friend in Jesus.
Who will wipe your tears away?
has broken. Just lift your hands and say,
I know I die coming with you. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
My brother, listen to me now. No matter what may come your way, your life, my life is the hands of God. He said, I have graven you in the palms of my hands. He said, a mother, yes, it is a difficult thing for a mother to forget a sucking child. That's why Yoruba will say, Abiyama gimbo eku omo re, koma tatiri were. But it's even possible for some mothers to be callous and not bother about their children. But the Bible says, but I will not forsake or forget you. Say, to also confirm, I have engraven you in the palm of my hands. You are in the hands of God. When something in your hand, that means secure. And that will your Bible say, oh, it's already there. Anything that's in your hands is secure in your hands. When you're in the hands of God, you are secure in his hand. And he also said, your walls are continually before me. Let me tell you, the love of God is so strong that there's nothing enemy can do about it. So you don't have to worry. All you need to do is to deepen your love for him. All you need to do is to come under the covenant of his love. And for you who is hearing me today, you are outside the fold. Oh, I pity you. But there is time, there's opportunity, there's privilege. Come under this covenant. Come for cover. Run for cover. Come unto him. When you are in covenant relationship with God, his law will provoke mercy. And mercy, we are not judgment. This morning, and I don't know whether it is night in your place while you are watching or listening, or it's afternoon, whatever time it is, right now that you are listening, I want to reassure yourself that the love of God will intervene and provoke mercy and avert judgment, just like did the city of Nineveh. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not talking about this only nationally or globally, but something that can happen to you as an individual. We are going to take that song once more. Not to worry, and after that, I'm going to pray for every one of us. Don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid.
I'll pray to God in the morning. Trouble they don't last always. There's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can make it. With Jesus I can stand. No matter what may come my way, life within your hands. With Jesus, with Jesus I can make it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Anywhere you are, Now I just want to speak. I want you to speak until for 1 minute, and I'm going to pray for you. In what area is this man shaking you? Trying to destabilize you. Trying to disorganize your life. And you are thinking, I cannot make it again. It appears you are threatened. Your destiny is threatened. Your life is threatened. The ground on which you are standing, your assumptions, they are already shaking. But with Jesus, you can make it. With Jesus, the plan of God for your life will stand. I want to speak unto you this morning. I want to renew your love for God this morning. Renew your covenant of love with Christ. And those of you who are outside the fold, come into the covenant relation with God. Just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe your word, I believe you. I surrender my life unto you. And come into this relationship. And whatever judgment, begin to ask and begin to pray. Lord, any judgment hanging over my life, any judgment hanging over my destiny, any judgment hanging over the aspect of my life, Lord, today, let the mercy of God wipe it off. Let the mercy of God wipe it away. Wipe it off in the mighty name of Jesus. Manteliba, le ruba sangalube, le saguriba skandalaba shindeliga, ra anduka kaka sandalaba. The Bible says we shall be saved from wrath through him. We shall be saved, he said, from wrath. Begin to tell God, I am saved from the wrath of the moment. I am saved from the wrath that is plaguing the world right now. Because of your love, for you love me so much. You love me so much, you cannot abandon me. You cannot shift your gaze from me. I stand by your word, I hold on to your word. You said, when I was still a sinner, you died for me. How much more now that I have been raised with you? You said, I will be saved from wrath through you. I believe your word. I stand on it. I appropriate it. I claim it. I live it. I experience it. Manteli mama, sheki bauli gaskaba, le regos koboli ba, reges koboli masahanda, rende kuski ba. Mantala baba, regegegegeske boyanda laba, resuba kashka laba. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning because you love us so much that you didn't bother about what it will cost you. You decided to send your only begotten son to die for our sins. And because of this, you have established a covenant with us. Lord, I pray for everyone, those who are surrendering their lives unto you this morning or this time. Lord, bring them under this covenant in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those who are listening unto me, who are hearing me, I ask and I plead with you, let your love provoke mercy over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you averted the calamity that was to befall the state of Nineveh. I pray for the nation Nigeria. Every alarming projection that has been based on facts of science, but that is contrary to the well-being of people and the health of this nation. Lord, today I stand upon the covenant of Christ. I speak with the authority in the mighty name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that all those projections that brings fear, that will spread doom, that will bring calamity over this nation, I annul it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, those projections will not come to pass by your mercies in the mighty name of Jesus. If only for the sake of the elect, if only for only the remnants that are still remaining loyal and standing before you in faithfulness, Lord, you are going to walk in mercy and you are going to annul judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, you are God of love. The Bible says you are gracious. You are merciful. You are slow to anger. You are kind. Father, show us this your mercy. Amen. Lord, show this your grace. Amen. And let this pass over this nation. Amen. Let it pass over the nations of the world. Yes, the world, we have gone our ways. We have done so many things wrong. But this morning, we are pleading for mercy. Amen. Let your mercy, let your mercy, let your mercy speak to our situation. Amen. In Nigeria and all the nations of the world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I pray for every individual who has entered into a personal covenant with you. Lord, keep your word with them. Amen. None of us, Lord, we fall victim. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, so many lives have been disorganized because of this pandemic. So many plans have been put on hold. So many personal goals have been shaken. But Father, I ask and I pray that every plan, every destiny, every progress of every of your children that have been shaken by this, oh Lord my God, move into those situations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, work out your counsel. Work out your purpose. Amen. Lord God, still keep your promise to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, remove fear from the heart of your children. Amen. Let your children begin to believe you the more. Amen. Father, I ask and I pray for those who are weak, who are weary, strengthen them today. Amen. And perhaps there are some people who are listening to me now who are sick. Lord, I ask that the healing power of the Holy Spirit will descend upon them wherever they are right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I speak to every organ in their body system. They will hear the word of the Lord and they yield to the work of the Spirit. Amen. And the anointing of God will descend upon them and they will receive healing right now in Jesus' name. Perhaps there's somebody who is looking for a testimony. My Lord and my God, I pray that you use the anointing and the grace that is available at this moment, Lord, to address those people right now and grant them their testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord.